Josh.
Hi Josh, this is Mary from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
That's good to hear. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. We're just calling in to review your account progress and should take approximately 10 to 15 minutes. Is it a good time to speak about it?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you so much. Before we start, please be informed that this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Today, I would like to cover the following items: what we have completed so far for your campaign, a walkthrough of your client dashboard, and we'll also talk about your website if you have any questions about it.
Okay.
All righty. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed the keywords research. I see your plumbing services, residential plumbing, commercial plumbing services, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked it here, your Facebook ads started running on April 21st. And as of today, we have a total of 83 clicks and 1,453 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
I have not, no.
Oh, I see. Not a problem. So there's actually a preview that you can check out. It's available on the Local Splash dashboard. Have you signed into the dashboard before?
I have, yeah. So I'll make sure I get that done. Because right now I just click on my app on the phone. Which, by the way, the ask for review button still is unclickable at this point.
I'll definitely follow up with the technical team regarding that, because I do see here on the notes that you've already reported that to us. So right now it's still unclickable. Is that correct?
Correct.
Gotcha. I'll make a follow up with the technical team regarding that. Thank you for the heads up, Josh. Anything else regarding the app?
No.
Okay. All righty. Now, based on what I see here, your Google Ads is being worked on right now by the back office team. It's being created. Once it becomes live, you will be notified about it. For the website, it is already live. Have you seen it?
All right. So I got a email earlier today that my Google Guarantee is now live. Is that correct?
Oh, sorry. So you have Google Guarantee and Google Ads. For Google Ads, it's still being worked on. As for Google Guarantee, let me take a look here. Bear with me. Yes, as I checked it here, we did send you an email notification earlier today. Google Guaranteed campaign is live.
Okay. When are we going to see the results of Google Guarantee and the Google Ads? When should we expect the phone to start ringing?
Josh, when it comes to Google Guarantee, this is actually a very specific product, and it's actually handled by a different team. When it comes to results through Google Guarantee, I will have to connect you over to them. But before that, I can go ahead and complete everything with a touch base call. As for Google Ads, let me take a look here. Bear with me. Let me check.
The customers that I've received so far through Local Splash have been returned customers except for one. So I've received 4 phone calls, but only one customer was actually a new customer. The other ones were repeat customers. And
that
one of the calls, it was the wife that called, and it was the husband that called, and then it was the wife that called off a different number. So it chose to come up 2 different calls, but it was actually the same people.
I understand. I did actually listen to your leads, and some of them are actually return customers. But the main goal for this campaign is to bring in new customers. Now, that's right. So for Google Ads, let me quickly shoot a message to the back office team regarding the time frame. But overall, Josh, without the paid ads, when we focus with the local optimization, the Facebook ads, with that side, we always recommend allowing 45 to 60 days to start seeing results. but it does change now that you have paid ads running as well. Google Guarantee is already live for Google Ads. I'll come, is it okay if I check with them first, and then once I have the answer, I'll go ahead and insert it within this call while we go over the... Thank you so much. One moment here. So far, going back to the website, is there anything you'd like to change or add to it, or is it to your liking?
No, it's fine for now. I will want to change some things. Just right now, I need to get the new unicorns and new logos on the truck so we can insert the new photos. Right? The layout and everything, I like it. It's just the photos. I want to update the photos, but I have to get the unicorns and trucks done for that. So that's on my end. So
gotcha.
We just got the logo. I got everything. Everything's in the works, so it's just waiting for the shirts to come in and waiting for the appointment for the new truck wraps.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for being on top of that. And we look forward to getting those photos, Josh, so that we can also help you on how to go about with those. So thank you so much. Speaking of photos, are you already familiar with the steps on how to upload photos on the dashboard?
Am I able to set photos on the dashboard? No, you're talking about from a computer standpoint, not the app, correct?
It should be both.
Let me check. Let me pull up the app right now.
Sure.
Okay. Where would I go to submit photos?
So you actually just need to go to the business info section.
On the app?
Yes.
Okay. Edit business information. No. Don't want to mess with that. Okay, I see it.
Perfect. All righty. So that's where you'll be able to upload photos, and once you've uploaded them, we can take care of the rest. And this is where you'll need to, if you prefer editing the website as well, if you'd like to be hands-on to it, once you start changing photos, you'll need to upload them first here, and then you can then go to the website editor to edit the website with the photos that you'd like to showcase.
Okay.
All righty. Now, aside adding photos from time to time will definitely help keep your profile fresh and active, so we always recommend that when it comes to optimization. Aside from adding photos, we also recommend posting in case you have free time and you'd like to share what's currently happening with the business, or if there's an ongoing project or an ongoing promotion or discount, you can create a post about it, and that can also be done on the dashboard on the post section. Now, we do have the automated post feature enabled for you, wherein we will be creating posts on behalf of the business. We do understand that sometimes you might be busy, you wouldn't have time to create the post, so we have that feature to back you up when it comes to posting. So if you're still on the dashboard right now, you can definitely go to the post section, and you can actually see there that the system has already created a few scheduled posts. If there's anything you'd like to change or add to them, you can definitely edit them before they get published.
Perfect. And then, so if I create a post and I put it there, it would go, I would hope, through a verification process before it's kind of submitted live, correct?
So actually, once you tap on, let's just say you create a new post, you've placed everything, and then you tap on save, it automatically gets published. However, the good thing with doing it through the dashboard is it's AI supported. So if you type in a topic as to what the post is about, you can have AI create the content, and the AI that we've actually set up through the dashboard is already aligned to the type of campaign that we're working on.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
All righty. Now, aside from those actions, we also recommend gaining reviews. You did mention earlier that the review link is still unclickable, so I'll definitely check with the technical team or follow up with them as to where we're at with that. When it comes to reviews, we also recommend responding to them. I do see here that you have some posts that have not been responded yet, so whenever you have free time, Josh, you can definitely go ahead and respond to them through your Google Business profile directly or through the browser version of the dashboard, since the app version is not working yet.
Gotcha. Okay. No, make sure I do that.
We really appreciate you being on top of it. That's actually it regarding the progress of the account. I'm still waiting for the Google Ads team to respond. Is it okay if I play channel for 1 to 2 minutes while I reach out to them? Sorry? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were about to say something, Josh. One moment.
Oh, no. Please do. Please put me on hold.
Thank you so much. All right. One moment here. Josh, I really appreciate your patience. So when it comes to Google Ads or Google advertisement, this is actually the typical timeline for results. So once the back office team completes creating it, days 1 to 3, ads are under review and start delivering. So you'll start seeing some impressions, clicks right after the approval. Week 1, initial data begins coming in, so clicks, impressions, and early conversion signals. Weeks 2 to 3, you'll begin to see clearer trends. So there will be trends like which keywords are really working, which keywords are being used to get those clicks. So performance is still optimizing within 2 to 3 weeks from the time it got launched. After a month, you can then make informed decisions as to what's working or not. And then 2 months or 3 months maximum, campaigns generally stabilize and real ROI patterns emerge. And that's the reason why the back office team always recommends that if a customer decides to start a Google Ads campaign, ideally, it's best to do it within 2 months, because that's when campaigns stabilize. The algorithm completely sinks in, and then you'll start to make decisions whether to continue or not, or which needs to be worked on.
Okay. Understood.
All righty. As for Google Guarantee, since it is now live, would you like me to connect you to the Google Guarantee team to check with them as to what the next steps will be, or what the next thing?
Is there a way you can set up an appointment? I would like to give them a little bit more time if we can set up an appointment for Tuesday.
Sure. I can definitely do that. Tuesday is May 13th. Do you have any specific time?
Between 12 and 2 Central would be great.
12 to 2? Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Central time.
Sure. All righty. I'll go ahead and schedule that with the Google Guarantee team. So that's May 13th between 12 to 2 p.m. Central time.
That'd be great.
All righty, Josh. Anything else before I let you go?
No, ma'am. I think that'll do it.
All righty. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and for choosing Local Splash. You have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.